Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav. Welcome to another episode on India International with us. The much awaited but highly delayed maiden 2+2 dialogue between India and the US is finally scheduled to be held in New Delhi on 6 September 2018. The repeated postponements of this 2+2 dialogue for very unavoidable reasons, as the US says, had raised doubts about the seriousness of USA in India as a key strategic partner under the Trump administration. Under this dialogue format, the defense and foreign ministers of India and the US will meet to discuss matters of defense, diplomacy and security. The declared purpose of the dialogue is to strengthen the security and strategic ties between the two nations and exchange views on a range of bilateral, regional and global issues of mutual interest. The American Secretary of State, Mr. Michael Pompeo, and its Secretary of Defense, Mr. James Mattis, will be traveling to India, and as the US says, they are looking forward to this engagement. The 2+2 format of strategic dialogue was agreed upon during Prime Minister Mr. Modi's visit to Washington in June 2017. It was scheduled to be held in the early part of this year, but it was postponed due to the resignation of Mr. Rex Tillerson, the then US Secretary of State, and when it was rescheduled in July, it was again postponed for what the US says were unavoidable reasons. The fact is that the US at that time was preoccupied with the sanctions on Iran, President Trump's visit to Helsinki to meet the Russian President Mr. Putin, and the visit of Mike Pompeo to North Korea. The repeated postponements did not go unnoticed, and the Washington Post and The Economist questioned the American priorities and commitment to India. The 2+2 dialogue replaces the existing strategic and commercial dialogues between the two nations, which was started during the Obama regime in 2015. It is not that the US was not giving priority to India, and upon the postponement of the July talks, the Trump administration sent its ambassador Nikki Haley to India to reassure and reaffirm its commitments to the relationship. The Indo-American ties have been burgeoning and growing. It's a growing partnership which is being scaled up with each passing year. The US now conducts 4 to 5 full-fledged military exercises with India every year, apart from many other war games. This is the maximum that America conducts with any other nation. It also now calls India its all-weather partner. It named the Hawaii-based Asia-focused U.S. Military Command as the Indo-Pacific Command to highlight India's centrality to regional security, and it considers India as the key to maintain a free and open Indo-Pacific, clearly to prevent and checkmate the Chinese domination. This elevation of the Indo-U.S. relationship is clearly rooted in shared democratic values and corrects the past blunders in mutual diplomacy and relationship which both the nations had committed. The 2+2 dialogue format does represent a strategic upgrade of the relationship between India and the US. It takes the India-US strategic dialogue, which began in 2009, to yet another upper level, to a very exclusive domain. The US conducts strategic consultation under this format with its other key partners also, which includes Japan, Australia, and the Philippines. The primary thrust of the dialogue is on a range of diplomatic and security issues and how to operationalize India's status as a major defense partner of USA. It seeks to enhance peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region. It wants to improve the business and investment climate and sustain a rules-based global order. The prelude to the dialogue and its preparation have been exciting and encouraging. Apart from multiple high-level visits to lay the ground for such an important meet, an Indo-US military cooperation meeting was held to iron out the preliminaries. The two countries have been working hand in glove to strengthen their diplomatic and military relationship, but it will not be devoid of irritants and differing points of concern. Yet, substantial progress is expected in the talks. Even though trade issues are not on the table, they are so closely interrelated and interlinked with security and defense matters that they will be discussed. The points of concern include the US sanctions on Iran and India's compulsion to purchase oil from Iran. It will also include Iran denying the strategic and key Chabahar port project to India and awarding it to China instead, which is waiting on the fringe and it is eagerly eyeing it. The trade tariffs on Indian exports, the US complaints about tariff and non-tariff trade barriers and IPR protection, the need to protect India's energy needs, India's increasingly accommodative attitude to China post the Xi-Modi-Wuhan meet, and India's purchases of the S-400 air defense system from Russia are bound to be raised and will hopefully be sorted out. The overarching fact looming in the background is that the US needs India as much as India needs the US. They need to work together to checkmate a rising China, which has been making moves inimical and adversary to both the nations. The US will need to bolster India's military prowess, but also provide the resources needed to enable India to pursue an investment-oriented diplomacy, just as China has been doing, to prevent its rapid expansion into the Indian sub-region. The two countries are also actively pursuing the anti-terror agenda, whose roots are and the headquarters lie in Pakistan, India's unstable and extremist neighbor. And these kinds of talks also facilitate trade between the two nations as the US seeks to wean it away from China. Trade between India and USA is a mere $126 billion annually and has a huge untapped potential which can be unlocked with the success of a 2+2 dialogue. The importance, warmth and closeness of the friendship and impending dialogue was made loud and clear by Alice Wells, the top US diplomat in charge of South Asian affairs in Washington. While speaking to the media in Washington, she said that the two countries needed to operationalize India's status as a major defense partner of US. She pointed out the fact that India's defense purchases have gone up from zero in 2008 to $18 billion now, and it will keep increasing. She referred to the relationship as a maturing friendship and pointed out its success also in joint projects undertaken in third nations like Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, Nepal, and Africa. Echoing India's thoughts, she said that there is concern over terrorist proxy groups continuing to enjoy safe haven in Pakistan and said that it must ensure that steps are taken to get Taliban to the negotiating table or that it is expelled back into Afghanistan so that it does not enjoy a safe haven outside the country. She also said that US would work to ease the roadblocks that Islamabad places on trade between India and Afghanistan, stating that it is easier for India to trade with Brazil than with some of the neighboring countries in its own region. The American diplomat also supported India's position on the controversial Chinese Belt and Road Initiative infrastructure project, which is hugely controversial. We look at the 2+2 dialogue as yet another milestone in the growing intimacy and strategic partnership between India and the US. The thrust of the present dialogue is defense acquisition to communication arrangement to the Indo-Pacific Pact. India has already set the tone by clearing a $1.8 billion deal for purchase of the Sikorsky naval helicopters and confirming inquiries for a missile shield for Delhi, Tomahawk missiles, and a range of naval armament. While its long-term trajectory is predicted to be strong and stable, yet it could be otherwise in the short run, only due to the erratic and unpredictable shift in the priorities of the present American president. But so potent is the partnership that 2+2 can be 22 on the world stage. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off till we meet again. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.